Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Democratic Senator Kevin Kenney about Iowa's legislative session. What are you hoping to see accomplished in this session?
Well, the one thing that I'd like to really see is we still need to advocate for the Medicaid oversight. I'd like to also see and try to protect some education funding to make sure that our K-12 schools are funded. It's not going to be in my party's control anymore about what the agenda is, so it's going to be interesting to see what the agenda is going to be like. It's the first 2 years I knew what was going to be brought up, and now where you're just you're sitting there waiting to find out what will be brought into the floor and worked on. So it's going to be a little bit different for me and a learning experience.
And talking about that K-12 funding, in years past, sometimes that hasn't been set until well into the session. Do you think that'll be the case this year, or do you think schools will know ahead of time what their budgets need to be?
Well, the governor's come out and made the statement that, he doesn't want to reduce K-12 funding, and they're talking about a 2% increase. From the other members that I'm talking to across the aisle, they're talking about trying to get it set relatively quickly. So I'm hoping that it's done relatively quickly and the schools will know what they will have or not have.
And as you mentioned, your party is not in control of any of the chambers. What are you hoping to see with school funding? Are you hoping for that 2%?
Well, I'm hoping it's at least 2%. But there again, our revenue estimating conference came in that we're $100 million short this particular year, and they're going to have to do a defunding bill to cut the budget. So it's not looking good for anybody that depends on state funding.
And taking a look at last year, you had a hand in helping to set up a department that works on stopping human trafficking in Iowa. How is that going now that it's been established?
Well, it was only 6 months ago July is when the funding came, and they've actually just gotten person in, an intel person hired, and they're training that person. So it's kind of in the infancy right now, and it's a little too early to tell how that's working or what needs to be done yet. There really needs to be more people than the basically 1.5 persons that we've got assigned to that. So it's just too early to tell right at the moment.
And for our listeners, can you remind them about some of your background outside of the legislature about dealing with human trafficking and the cases that you had to work with? Is this something you see in Iowa?
Oh, this is something we definitely are seeing in Iowa. I was with the Johnson County Sheriff's Office in the Investigations Division. Basically, I stumbled upon the first human trafficking case in Iowa that was ever prosecuted. And in fact, it was one of the first in the United States under federal statute. It happened to be a new federal statute that had come into effect when I was working a case that involved all of eastern Iowa, basically Washington, Johnson, Lynn, Iowa, Clayton. I mean, we were all over the place working on that particular case. And then I've worked on several cases, probably approximately 13 or 14 human trafficking cases from 2006 until I retired at the sheriff's office in Iowa City when I was elected to the state senate.
And again, looking ahead at this legislative session, what do you think will happen regarding collective bargaining for state employees?
Well, I think that's something that the Republican Party is definitely going to be looking at, to what extent they're going to try to get into the collective bargaining or Chapter 20 is yet to be seen. I hope that if they do, that there's some common sense used in how they do this.
And I'm sure we'll be keeping in touch as the session goes on. At this time, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
It's kind of interesting. I've been working with Representative Klein, Representative Klein and myself are again working on a bill together, which with the Washington County Sheriff's Office and other officials to allow mental health providers to better communicate with law enforcement about someone out there that is harmed themselves or others in sharing of information. And it not only protects law enforcement when they're going out to deal with these individuals, it also allows the law enforcement to be better prepared when they are dealing with them, so they can have a better outcome maybe than we have in the past. So that's something that we're working on again. We're doing it much like we did the naloxone bill last year.
All right. And what kind of feedback have you received from law enforcement regarding this?
The law enforcement that I've talked to, it's a positive.
And it's all about safety.
Correct. Not only the officer, but the patient.
That's been today's Washington Page with Kevin Kinney, Democratic Senator in Iowa. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.